His fans love it. Whether it's repealing Obamacare, bringing back Oreos, or making Mexico pay for the wall, Trump knows how to work a crowd. Yet Trump's got enemies too, like neocon Jew Bill Kristol. First, Kristol threatened to jump ship and vote for Hillary. Now he's scheming to hatch a third-party candidate to oppose Trump. But it's falling flat.
So who's on your short list?
Well, I mentioned Ben Sasse, the young senator from Nebraska.
But he said no. Impressive.
He said no so far. Let's see what he says this week, or next week. Tom Coburn, the recently retired senator from Oklahoma, real man of integrity, bipartisan respect in Congress, early advocate for cutting government,
and I think that he said that there might be like health concerns, so that he wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, well, look, if you're going to just say that it's tough to do and that no one has stepped forward, yes, yes, no one has stepped forward, yes.
Touchy, touchy. But Trump can be touchy, too.
They hate me. They can't stand it. First of all, one of the reasons they dislike me so much, because they've been wrong so often, right? We have a guy, nobody ever heard of this guy. I shouldn't even do this because I build up his name, but he's a real lightweight. His name is Bill Kristol. From day one, this poor guy, I watch him. But here's what I don't understand. Why do you keep putting a guy on television that's been proven to be wrong for so many years? First of all, he wants the war in Iraq. He wants Iraq. All the guy wants to do is kill people and go to war and kill people, even though he knows it's not working, although he doesn't know because he's not smart enough. But it started. And I was against the war in Iraq, let me tell you. And I am a tough cookie, and we're going to have the biggest, strongest, most powerful military, and nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
Catch 22. If nobody's going to mess with us, who's messing with us now? Some phantom enemy? But Trump said he wants to work with Russia.
Let's move on to Vladimir Putin. You got that praise from Vladimir Putin this week, called it a great honor. You also said you've always felt fine about Putin. How can you say you feel fine about Vladimir Putin when he backs our adversaries like Bashar Assad, when he backs Iran, when he invades Ukraine?
I have been an extremely successful deal maker. That's what I've done over years. And I know people because deals are people. And I think I'll get along very well for the good of our country, for the good of our country. This is what I want. Make America great again. I believe I'll get along fine with Putin. I believe I'll get along fine with other leaders. Obama doesn't get along with Putin. Putin can't stand our president. And it's causing us difficulty. And frankly, and I said it a long time ago, if Russia wants to bomb the hell out of ISIS and join us in that effort, I am absolutely fine with it. I think that's an asset, not a liability. So if Putin respects me and if Putin wants to call me brilliant and other things that he said, which were frankly very nice, I'll accept that. And I'll accept it on behalf of our country. Because if we get along well with Russia, that's a positive thing, George, not a negative thing.
Yeah, Trump flip-flopped on Putin. In a TV ad shortly after, Trump spun Putin along with ISIS as an enemy that Hillary's too weak to handle. Her bark just doesn't bite. Will Trump add teeth to his own bark against Putin? Making the military stronger means fatter paychecks for the generals and more wars for their job security. Just ask General Milley.
In Europe, a revanchist Russia has modernized its military, invaded several sovereign countries since 2008, and continues to act aggressively towards its neighbors, using multiple means of Russian national power. The Army will play an increasing role in deterring or, if necessary, defeating an aggressive Russia.
Defeating an aggressive Russia? That means war. Big war. Besides being a liar, he's a stupid ass. You're not going to defeat a nuclear Russia without exterminating one-third of the world population. And since when does defending our country mean going to the ends of the earth to defeat a country that never attacked us or even threatened to? Yet America fabricates conflicts that demand intervention. Ukraine's now a basket case. Libya's destroyed. Iraq's in chaos, so new enemies must be found. That's the catch, and it has 22 written all over it. If Trump really wants a bigger, stronger, more powerful army, he's going to get a lot of warmongering generals just itching for conflicts wherever they can conjure one up. Crystal may want to kill a lot of people, but the generals, whom Trump will be beholden to, will want to kill a whole lot more.